The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
Standing Room Only presents Radio Showtime with producer, director, actress, and talent agent, Kathy Rollins. Listen here for the tops in entertainment talk. Get the lowdown on people in the biz, entertainment locally, film, music, and TV in production, and advice for newcomers. How to get started. To take your part and be a star, call toll-free 1-888-565-1470. And now, let's take our mark, get ready, and action! Radio Showtime with Kathy Rollins.
Hey, welcome, welcome to Radio Showtime. This is Kathy Rollins. Can you hear me okay? It's, well, I'm very happy to be here. We have a wonderful show. We are brought to you by Paradise Bank. When you're in Paradise, you don't need to go anywhere else. And you're also brought, we are brought to you by Standing Room Only Productions for all your entertainment needs. I have a great show lined up for you. You're going to meet one of the top magicians in South Florida. His name is Ed Oshman, and he is just amazing, and he's got some exciting information to share with us. We also have an author by the name of Bruce Abrahams, and he's come out with a book titled Prescription for Laughter. It talks about handling healthcare hassles with humor. And also Ron Langell. Ron Langell is a wonderful entertainer and producer, and he's going to tell us about a terrific show. He is going to be presenting at the beautiful Gulfstream Park in January, and it's a tribute to Frank Sinatra. It's called Sinatra is the Champ. And so we'll meet them, and we're also going to hear from Connor's Corner, and Doug LaRue, who tells us everything that's happening south of the Broward border. I want to tell you about a couple of events coming up before I introduce you to Ed Oshman. The Young at Heart event is going to be Halloween Day, Thursday, October 31st, from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. at the South County Civic Center in Delray Beach. It's free parking, free entry, free information, free complimentary refreshments all day long. They have information on travel, on banking, investments, healthcare. I think they're going to even be giving free flu shots, free giveaways, and free entertainment. You'll find me there. I'll be there at the stage area. They're going to have a Halloween costume contest. I'll probably be one of the judges. And there's a $100 prize that's going to be given to the person with the best costume. So Halloween Day, Thursday, October 31st, do come to the Young at Heart event. This is hosted by a Forum Publishing Group, and it's at the South County Civic Center, Delray Beach on Jog Road. And also, if you have never been to Homestead, you really got to go there at least once. It's like South Florida's best-kept secret. And the Women's Club of Homestead is hosting a Murdered by the Mob. It's a murder mystery dinner show. It's called Murdered by the Mob, a murder mystery you can't refuse. It's only $50. It includes having cocktails at 6 o'clock, and then dinner and show starts at 7. It's an amazing prime rib dinner prepared by one of the top chefs in Homestead. I've been there other years, and it is fantastic. So for $50, you're going to have a wonderful time, a wonderful group of people, cocktails, dinner, an amazing prime rib dinner, a murder mystery, and you're helping the Women's Club of Homestead. And for reservations for that, the number is 305-342-3497. 305-342-3497. And we have some other events. I'll tell you about them later on. Well, my first guest is, he's a magician, and he's one of the best magicians, and I know that for a fact. His name is Ed Oshman. He's performed here in South Florida and all over the country, and he's going to tell you what he's been doing and what's coming up, some really exciting information. So welcome to Radio Showtime, Ed Oshman.
Hello. Hi, Kathy. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing absolutely wonderful. I had a great weekend.
Good, good. So listen, now you are a, well, you do stage magic, but you also do walk around magic and sleight of hand art magic.
Exactly. That's my main focus has always been sleight of hand magic, the stuff that can be done right underneath your noses.
Exactly.
I think that's most effective and powerful for a lot of people.
How long have you been really performing as a magician?
Over 30 years. I'm 46 now, so I probably started when I was 12. I started doing children's shows around age 12, age 13.
That's how it starts.
And I've pretty much never stopped.
Where did you grow up, Ed?
I grew up in Tucson, Arizona.
Tucson, Arizona. Okay. And so you're...
Well, Tucson, Arizona, you need a lot of air conditioning, so I spent a lot of time indoors.
Okay. So what happened? You saw a magic show and you got impressed? And how did it kind of... What was the trigger?
Well, you know, always, I mean, back in the early days, there was, you know, Doug Henning was the guy who really kind of, you know, put the smile on my face. But actually the one who really got me thinking was my barber. He was a magician himself.
Really?
And he was the one who did something with a coin. He just simply made it vanish. And I was just astounded because it happened right there. It wasn't on the stage where they're right on top of, you know, mm-hmm. where they're yards away. It was right in front of my face. And when he saw that look in my eye, he gave me a couple of his magic books. And I absolutely devoured them. And from then on, I spent all days at the magic shop in Arizona, a place called Alexander's Magic Shop. It was a wonderful little place. And I also, I would read into the night and just practice.
That's great. Now, your family, are they any entertainers in your family? Or,
no, the old joke in my family was my grandfather, who used to turn into a bar every night.
Okay.
But other than that, no.
Okay. All right. Sorry. So now, how did you make your way here to Florida with your career?
Well, I was, I've always been a part-time magician, and I was also a school teacher. And there was an opportunity to work at the Boca Raton Resort. There was a magic bar called Malone's Magic Bar.
Yes.
And a fantastic place. And I heard about it through one of the magic magazines. And I said, what a fantastic opportunity just to do magic all night. Well, the long story short was I wrote him a letter. I flew out to audition, and I got the job.
Amazing.
I auditioned for two nights. And I worked under a man named Bill Malone, who is a very famous and a very extremely talented corporate magician. And him and his wife owned the bar in the Boca Resort. And I spent a year basically under his tutelage and just kind of understanding what good magic is and what magic should look like. Because mm-hmm. I'd seen some good magic, but Bill was a fantastic magician. And I was able to work, you know, four or five nights a week, you know, 6 hours a night. So it was kind of like mm-hmm. magic boot camp. It was an amazing experience.
And so
that's why I moved to Florida. And then I met my wife through her brother, who's also a magician and a great magician at that, named Richard Adler, amazing mm-hmm. Mr. A.
Mm-hmm.
And he introduced us, and now I have two kids, and I'm still in Florida.
Are any of your children kind of fascinated by this, or is this sort of, oh, Dad's doing that again?
Sometimes they do. Most of the time, no, my son, he pulls out a couple magic tricks once in a while. He's actually more fascinated with balloon art, you know, so he likes to just kind of try things like that. But they both like it, you know, right. And I think that they're at 9 and 10 now, so I think they're finally beginning to understand exactly what Dad does.
Well, you are so very good at it, and I know for a fact, like I said, because I've booked you in many corporate events, and I've gotten the comments back that how wonderful you are. But there is so much more into it than the trick, right?
Well, you know, the thing is that, you know, a lot of times if I do a magic trick for a child or like an older child, they'll say, you're a liar. I'm like, well, yeah, but I get paid for it. And in a way, it's not a nice way of putting it, but in a kind of a way, I'm not a good liar. And if you just ask my parents, they'll tell you I'm a terrible liar, you know. But the thing is, as a magic, you are doing something deceitful. I mean, clearly not to hurt anybody, you know, but you're doing something kind of under the surface that they're not seeing. And you have to do this with a straight face.
Right,
you
that's what I mean.
You have to do the smiling.
The presentation. What I meant was more the there's more than the trick, the presentation, the timing,
exactly.
The look.
Well, that's just it. There's two things. You have the practicing, which is basically doing the moves and learning it so they're hidden from people.
Right.
And then you also have to rehearse. And the rehearsal is the part where you're actually interacting and talking. You know, when you're young, you tend to kind of look at your hands and you never make eye contact.
Mm-hmm.
Well, after a while, you have to know the move so well that you don't even think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And that way, all you're doing is just performing. That's all you're doing. You're not thinking about what your hands are going to do or what the next move is because you practiced it hundreds of times.
Now, you're very busy this time of year, correct? This is when the season begins.
This is where things are beginning to get very busy for me.
Now, you told me something very, very exciting is coming up, that you are going to be going to California soon. Tell my listeners all about Magic Castle in Hollywood, California.
Magic Castle in Hollywood, California. Yeah, this has been a dream come true for many years. The Magic Castle was a basically a private magician's club that was built by the Larson brothers, Bill and Milt Larson, in the early 60s. It was kind of a continuation of their father's dream. And they have been leasing a Victorian home in the Hollywood Hills, just up the street from Grauman's Chinese Theater.
Mm-hmm.
And they put this, and they brought some of the most famous magicians of the time there, and it's been going strong for 50 years.
Wow.
At this point, the president of the club is Neil Patrick Harris, you know, Doogie Howser.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, and so, because he's been a magician for his entire life.
Oh.
So this place is, if you get a chance to Google, like, Magic Castle, or even just do a YouTube, you can probably find a search on it, and just see what this place is like. It's called the Magic Castle in Hollywood, California. And this place is amazing. I mean, you swear you stepped into the Victorian area. Basically, you feel like you walked into Houdini's living room.
Now, this is 50 years? This has been there for 50 years, you're saying?
Yeah, I think since 1963, I want to say, give or take a year.
Mm-hmm. And you've been there?
Yeah, I've been there as a spectator. I've taken
Correct.
My wife there a few times. But now, in this December 16th through 22nd, I've been asked to perform in the close-up gallery for an entire week.
Oh, my goodness. That is amazing. That's great.
This is a childhood dream come true. This is one of those things that I've been waiting for my whole life, and it actually came true. And so I am excited. I'm beside myself, and not to mention a little bit nervous.
So how many tricks do you think you have? I mean, hundreds, 50? What do you draw from?
Well, it's quite possible. More, I would say maybe close to 100 tricks. It's hard to say. You know, if you give me a deck of cards, I know an abnormal amount of card tricks.
Mm-hmm.
That's not to say I perform all of them for everybody, but I do have kind of a little catalog. And, you know, my brother-in-law has a mind that can hold jokes forever. Any mm-hmm. joke, any subject, he can do it. Mine can just, any kind of magic trick, it just stays in my fingers, and I don't know why.
Now,
I know a lot. So card tricks, coin tricks, rope. And, you know, even working into mentalism, which is a kind of a different form of magic.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've been doing this for 30 years. I'm sure in the beginning you learned tricks that were established tricks. Whereabouts did it happen that you created your own? How many of these, of the jokes or the magic tricks that you do were actually created by you?
Well, I have a lot. If I look at my, you know, I keep a lot of these things cataloged on my computer, and I think I've probably come up with about 30 tricks or more of my own.
That you've developed, wow.
Yeah, well, and that's not saying all of them are great, and that's not saying all of them go into my active repertoire, because I do a lot of tricks from, you know, the greats of the past.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but there have been a couple that have been strong enough, and not just strong enough, but entertaining for lay people. You know, for me, what happened is that I have this big library of magic books, and I was always excited to buy the new magic book whenever it came out, and I would devour it. Well, as years went by, I picked up the magic book, and I'm like, oh, it's this again. I found myself getting bored with the whole process,
mm-hmm.
which bothered me, because I said this was so much fun for me, and it stopped being fun. And I finally said, well, you know, I've got all this knowledge. Why can't I just put some things together? And my early attempts were bad to fair, you know, and then I got a pretty good idea, showed to magicians, and they were pretty astounded, and so I sent it into a magic magazine, it's actually called Magic Magazine,
mm-hmm.
and they took it, so I was beside myself. So I've had one in Magic Magazine, Genie Magazine's another big one, I've had three effects in there, and other magic periodicals. So it's nice to know that other magicians are doing my tricks.
Right. Well, you certainly followed the right path because you're just so good at what you do. And congratulations on this going to the Magic Castle in Hollywood, California.
Castle.
I think that is just amazing.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I can't tell you how happy I am.
And where can people know more about you other than getting you through Standing Room Only? But do you have a website or a place where they could go to find out more about you or where you're performing?
Absolutely. Probably the easiest one for people to remember is edthemagician.com.
All righty.
And that's a very easy one. So it's just edthemagician, all one word. .com, and that will get people pretty close to me.
Super. Well, continued success, and I think it's great. You do a wonderful job, and you deserve it. You're a really fine person to work with.
Oh, well, thank you very much. you're pretty wonderful yourself.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Ed Oshman.
All right.
Thank you.
Happy.
Talk to you
have
next time.
Have a great
time.
Night.
Thank you, dear. Bye-bye. All right. Ed Oshman. So we're going to have a few messages from our sponsors, and we'll be back after these messages. Hi, I'm Kathy Rollins. Are you unhappy with your bank? At Paradise Bank, they make banking simple so you can carry out your day-to-day banking both quickly and conveniently. A majority of their products and services have been developed with considerable input from their customers as well as business owners and CFOs. Listening to their customers is an integral part of the Paradise culture and charm. After all, banking is a people business. As a result, their full line of business and personal products are designed to meet your individual needs. A very strong local bank that excels in personal service and puts customers first. They deserve to be named Paradise. Check out any of their three locations, Boca Raton, Fort Lauderdale, or Delray Beach. They have everything from checking accounts, money markets, home equity lines. Paradise Bank named top small business lender in South Florida. No other bank can say that. For additional information, please call them at 561-392-5444. That's 561-392-5444. Or check out their website, paradisebank.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
There's no business like show, business like no business I know.
Hi, I'm Kathy Rollins, CEO of Standing Room Only Productions. We provide entertainment for private parties, corporate events, or fundraisers. Everything from a single musician to a full orchestra. Vocalists, dancers, comedians. We also provide interactive entertainment like murder mysteries, comedy weddings, and Broadway comedy plays. For personal attention to your special event, call 954-791-7555 or check out our website, KathySRO.com. That's Kathy with a C, KathySRO.com. Or give me a call and I will help you personally arrange that very special event. 954-791-7555. Thank you. Okay, welcome back to Radio Showtime with Kathy Rollins. If you would like if you have a question for one of my guests, by the way, you can feel free to call 1-888-565-1470. That's 1-888-565-1470. Well, my next guest, his name is Bruce Abrahams, and he's an author of a book titled Prescription for Laughter, Handling Healthcare Hassles with Humor. He tells me that he has seen enough doctors to be a medical career counselor. He has had enough x-rays to light up a neighborhood and has endured enough rehabilitation to produce his own workout video. And he claims that his medical alert bracelet simply states, never mind. So you could see the wonderful sense of humor he has. Welcome to Radio Showtime, Bruce Abrahams.
Hi, Bruce, Kathy.
How are you?
Okay, good evening.
Good evening, dear. So, my dear, okay, your book, Prescription for Laughter, Handling Healthcare Hassles with Humor. Everyone knows how healthcare is such an important issue today and always. But you've attacked it or addressed it with humor. Explain to me why a little bit more about your book.
Okay, well, it's a very topical subject, obviously, but this book is unique, I think, for a couple of reasons. First, there are healthcare tip books out on the market, but they are normally written by a medical professional, maybe a doctor or perhaps a healthcare lawyer or even a consumer advocate. This book is written by me, a patient. So it comes from that perspective, a patient giving real-life advice to other patients. And the second reason why I think it's unique, and I'll try to be nice about this, but if you pick up the crop of healthcare tip books out there, mm-hmm. after about a couple of pages, you simply don't need Ambien. I mean, you are out like a light.
Yeah. It's heavy duty.
Solved.
It's heavy duty, yeah.
And so what I've done to try to counter that is I have written the book in a very light, easy-to-read manner, and I filled it with humorous perspectives and anecdotes that are associated with each tip.
Right.
That way you can maybe remember the tip a little bit better because you remember the humor.
So okay. That's why I think the book is a bit unique.
So, as you say, you wrote the book from a patient's perspective.
Right.
So do you care to elaborate a little bit? If that's too personal, it's okay.
Well, since it's just between you and I, Kat,
yeah.
I'm sure it's okay.
There you go.
Unfortunately, I am very qualified to write this book from a patient's perspective.
Mm-hmm.
I was born with a connective tissue disorder, and I've had 5 life-saving surgeries.
Wow.
I bleed internally for no reason. I have an artificial aortic valve. I have an artificial mitral valve. My tricuspid is bad. I have a heart aneurysm. I have back problems where sometimes I can't even move.
Mm-hmm.
I'm allergic to common drugs. I'm allergic to adhesive tape. I get
wow.
migraines. But worst of all, according to my wife, I bite my nails. You would think, I'm 52 years old, you would think with 52 years of experiences that my most painful experience would be one of my open heart surgeries.
Mm-hmm.
But that is not the case. The most painful experience is calling my insurance company's customer service line.
I can agree with that, all right. So now, where did you grow up? I wanted to backtrack just a little bit. Where are you from?
Born and raised in North Miami Beach, Florida. I'm a native Floridian. I try to
wow.
hide during hunting season.
Okay. So what made you, because I know you told me you did some comedy and performing before you decided to write the book. Is that correct? You were really
yes.
a
yes.
pretty
so,
funny guy so doing some comedy.
The book has been in process for a long time, and it takes a long time to go from concept to actual publishing. It's just recently been published.
Mm-hmm. So how many years did you start collecting all this and deciding, I'm going to put this
in my whole, really my whole life.
Really?
But I guess there was a spark mm-hmm. for the book that happened a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
As I've said, I have artificial heart valve, and that means I have to be on blood thinners. Oh, and by the way, the most common blood thinner is Coumadin, and only 1 out of 90 gazillion people are allergic to Coumadin, and you know it. Guess who's allergic to Coumadin? Me, yeah.
Oh.
But that's a side note. But anyway, I am on blood thinners, and everyone knows that who have the valves and have to be on blood thinners, that you have to have a monthly blood test to monitor your blood thinness level. And that requires a person going to a lab, waiting in the waiting room. You get the picture. Well, I discovered that there was a medical device similar to what a diabetic uses to monitor their sugar levels, you know, by
mm-hmm.
getting a drop of blood and putting it in the device.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, it reads your blood thinness level, or INR. And I thought, great, this would be fantastic. So I called the insurance company and asked if they covered the device, and
mm-hmm.
they said, well, they laughed. They laughed long. They laughed hard.
Mm-hmm.
When they realized I was serious, they said, okay, no. But I learned that after a denial, there is an appeal process.
Oh,
so
right.
I went through that appeal process, and it took months until finally, after a stack of medical documentation to prove medical necessity, because that was the reason why they denied me, they finally approved it,
wow.
and I was happy. So
wow.
what's the first thing you do when you get a device and it's approved? You order supplies, which eventually was denied by the insurance company as not being medically necessary.
Wow.
Let me repeat that. They approve the medical device as medically necessary, but they don't approve the supplies so that you can use
so how
the
can
device.
Use it?
You can't make
no.
this stuff up. No one could be this creative.
It just doesn't make sense.
Know?
But
so
you know,
I called the insurance company. And they said that I didn't prove medical necessity. And I said, yes, I did. You have a stack of documentation. And they say to me, like, I'm the idiot. They say, no, the medical documentation is for the device. This is for the supply.
To make it work. Unbelievable.
I mean,
just unbelievable.
So, unbelievable. So when my wife comes home and I start telling her what I'm just telling you, I started to do what I'm doing with you now. I started to chuckle. I started to laugh. I laughed at the ludicrousy, the mm-hmm. lunacy, the insanity.
It does not make sense. No.
Of the insurance company, right? The insurance company that doesn't make sense.
Mm-mm.
But that laughter, that was very cathartic.
Yeah.
The anger and frustration just melted away. I mean, let's face it, it's hard to be mad when you're laughing.
True. But you are very different than most people that have half or less than half the ailments that you have. They tend to, understandably so, become depressed. You have a gene, or you have an energy about you that doesn't allow that to happen. You are very up, strong, creative thinking, I don't know, strong-minded person that, you know, you have every right to be depressed, but you're not. So what is that? Is it your personality, your family? Where did that come from?
I think it comes from everything that you just mentioned. And I think that going through my first heart surgery and realizing the love that I had from friends and family, and I have just a phenomenal wife and a remarkable daughter, and that's objectively speaking, by the way. and I realized that I have a lot to be thankful for, and
wow.
So why live your life? We're only on this earth once. Why live this life in a depressed, moping stage, why me,
mm-hmm.
when you can live your life with laughter and take these obstacles like healthcare hassles in stride and have a positive attitude. I believe your health and mind are very connected. So the more positive your outlook you enjoy life, the better you feel, even if you're in pain.
But that attitude and that feeling and what you just expressed, you know, you should be doing a talk circuit, going around and talking to a lot of people, because if you can share that with so many people, I think it would just, you know, just turn their minds around, because, and it just makes all the difference in the world.
Well, thank you. I think the book is the first start of trying to do what you just said.
So how can people get the book?
Well, they can, it's available online, so you can go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble. It's available in softback, hardback, but it's also available for less money on an e-book, like Kindle, Nook.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't remember any of that, you could go to my website, www.prescriptionforlaughter.net. That's prescriptionforlaughter.net, and it has the press release. And if you scroll down, it has all the links to the places I just mentioned.
Okay, so this is Prescription for Laughter, Handling Healthcare Hassles with Humor. And that website was prescriptionforlaughter.net. .net. Okay, and my guest is Bruce Abrahams. I think you're amazing. I think you need to be talking to so many people, and I think you should be talking also to the healthcare providers, because it's so ridiculous, some of these things, because it's like, you know, they're telling you it's, you know, XYZ, and it's, you know, LPG. It's unbelievable, just unbelievable. Just bless you for your great attitude, and I think it needs to be spread around to a lot more people, and I hope my listeners will write this down, Prescription for Laughter, Handling Healthcare Hassles with Humor by Bruce Abrahams. Much continued success, and thank you so much for being on my show.
Thank you for having me, Kathy.
You're very welcome, dear. Good luck.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye. What a guy. Okay, we're going to have a few messages from our sponsors, and then you're going to meet a wonderful entertainer, Ron Langell. We'll be back after these messages.
Three words define excellence in entertainment. Standing room only. Those same three words are your ticket to the finest and widest variety of entertainers for your next party or event. Founded and led by the amazing Kathy Rollins, Standing Room Only Productions is a licensed, bonded, and insured full-service entertainment company operating in South Florida since 1982. SRO's lineup of performers is unmatched and ranges from a DJ to an entire orchestra, from an MC to a full ensemble production, and includes specialties such as ventriloquists, magicians, belly dancers. If it's been on stage, SRO has it. They can even produce and direct your show using your group as the talent. Nothing tops a Standing Room Only show. Call Kathy now at 954-791-7555. That's 954-791-7555. Or visit the website at KathySRO.com. That's Kathy with a C, KathySRO.com. Standing Room Only Productions.
Hi, I'm Kathy Rollins. Are you unhappy with your bank? At Paradise Bank, they make banking simple so you can carry out your day-to-day banking both quickly and conveniently. A majority of their products and services have been developed with considerable input from their customers as well as business owners and CFOs. Listening to their customers is an integral part of the Paradise culture and charm. After all, banking is a people business. As a result, their full line of business and personal products are designed to meet your individual needs. A very strong local bank that excels in personal service and puts customers first. They deserve to be named Paradise. Check out any of their three locations, Boca Raton, Fort Lauderdale, or Delray Beach. They have everything from checking accounts, money markets, home equity lines. Paradise Bank named top small business lender in South Florida. No other bank can say that. For additional information, please call them at 561-392-5444. That's 561-392-5444. Or check out their website, paradisebank.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Okay, we are back to Radio Showtime. I'm Kathy Rollins. Well, my guest next is one of these very unique people. He's a wonderful entertainer, and it's a combination of talents that not everybody possesses. He's an entertainer. He's a producer. He is creative in many facets of the entertainment business, and he's a wonderful, wonderful, nice guy, and his name is Ron Langell. Welcome to Radio Showtime, Ron Langell. How are you?
Kathy, it's good to hear your voice.
Oh, it's great to hear you. Sound marvelous, my dear.
Thank you.
You are one busy man. I know you how many years, shall we say?
Wow.
20 years, 30 years, I don't know.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
One of the first people I met when I came down here.
Right.
You're one of those really strong-willed, dedicated entertainers, but you also have a very good business side of you. Business, you not only are a wonderful entertainer, but you're great at producing entertainment and working with other people in many, many facets of the business.
Thank you.
Tell a little bit about your background to my audience, please. You grew up in New Jersey, correct?
Exactly. I grew up in Newark, New Jersey. You know that city.
I sure do. I was born in Newark.
You know, the funny thing is, today is October 22nd. I didn't realize it until maybe an hour ago. That was the first show I ever did professionally.
Are you serious?
Yeah, today's my anniversary in show business.
Oh, my God, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. It's 33 years. It started out as a dream to portray Bobby Darin, and it went to different levels. Actually, I auditioned for the part in 1982. As Bobby in a movie, and I beat 500 guys out for the part, but the movie never happened.
Mm-hmm.
But as we all know, later in the years have gone by, Kevin Spacey made the movie in the year 2005, I believe.
Right, but you were doing the Bobby Darin show while you started in New Jersey.
While Kevin Spacey was on the big screen, I was at the Fountain Blue in Miami Beach with my show called Look Out Old Bobby's Back. Mm-hmm. A Las Vegas review with all the glitz, the glamour, the show, the costumes. I had 5 costume changes in the show, and we took you from Bobby's days on American Bandstand to the Copacabana right to Las Vegas.
Wow. So how did you focus on a Bobby Darin to begin with? Did people tell you sounded like him? I mean,
well,
when you started out in New Jersey,
you know, I have a good business mind because I was in business in New York City. I was doing men's hair pieces, and a gentleman was like freaking out in a chair when I was trying to sell him a hair piece. He was telling me how much I resembled Bobby, and that I said, well, you're talking about my idol. I always wanted to sing, but I didn't do it. So in 1980, that's when I said, it's time for me to pay tribute to the guy I love, you know, and it was a dream, And I brought 800 people to my cousin's restaurant, a restaurant called Biazzi's in Newark. And from there on, you know, Miss Connie Francis got to see me, who's another native from New Jersey.
And dear
her
friend.
And I became instant friends, and she invited me to come to Florida.
Oh, wow.
And one thing led to another from the Marco Polo in North Miami Beach. We did the show called Legends. From there, we went to Las Vegas, and I was Bobby Darin in Legends.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've been with Connie for many years, and we've been friends very close.
Mm-hmm.
And the Fountain Blue thing came up, and we were a big hit.
That was a major, major show, yes.
A major show, which the people at the Fountain Blue loved, and they wanted me to do another show the following year.
Mm-hmm.
And I told them that I don't actually sound like Frank Sinatra, but I can sing the songs, and I can produce a show that's second to nobody's. And they said, without a question, you got it. So I was going to be the house show the following year, but Fountain Blue was sold like 4 weeks after we made the deal.
Oh, my heavens.
Fountain Blue was closed down, and it took like 4 years
to
renovate it.
Mm-hmm.
And the room, the Tropicale, that beautiful Las Vegas showroom, no longer existed. It's called Live now, which is a great, nightclub
right,
in Miami.
Right, disco and so forth. Dancing.
So now I have the opportunity to be at the Gulfstream Park.
Yes.
Great-sizing casino.
That's what we're going to
so
talk
this is
about.
An exciting time for me. Now my second dream has come true. To do Sinatra, old Blue Eyes Remembered. I'm excited about it.
I think this is going to be amazing, because just looking at the beautiful brochure and the promo you sent me, this looks like Vegas. This is where you belong. This is where your show belongs.
Well,
it's going to be amazing.
We had that type show. Yeah, we did have that type show at the Fountain Blue.
Mm-hmm.
And I have the whole cast. The cast who wrote me, with my backup singers, my dancers.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, after the Fountain Blue closed, we traveled around the country with the show called Look Out Old Bobby's Back. And
that is
and the
great.
Ovations, full houses. It was great.
Now
so now we're back in Florida, and this opportunity has arisen.
Right.
And we're excited.
This is the Gulfstream.
We're going to be there for 5 months starting
I know.
In January.
We're going to tell everyone about this. This is at the Gulfstream Park Casino and Racetrack, and this is starting in January. And
right.
I have the music I want to share with the audience. This is
okay.
a tribute that you've actually composed. It's a familiar song, but
right.
the lyrics were completely prepared by you. And
yes.
It's a tribute to Frank Sinatra, so we're going to play a little bit of that right now, okay?
Just like a tailor who stitches and sews, Frank styled the lyric like custom-made clothes. He was on top since old Major Bowes. That's why Sinatra is the champ. Do you recall the Paramount days when Bobby Soxers made swoon in the craze? Today, oh Blue Eyes, it's a national phrase. That's why Sinatra is the champ.
Amazing. And of course, I want everyone to know that that is you singing.
Yeah, but you know, in the show, I have four beautiful girls who are going to introduce the show as the show opens. They're going to be singing that song.
Oh, they are. Okay. So
yes,
we want everyone to know that about the show. This is going to start in January, and it's going
right.
to run through Mother's Day.
Exactly.
I see you have matinees at 1 o'clock, and then on Wednesday.
That's on Sundays, right.
On Sundays.
Sunday afternoons are every Sunday, January, February, March, and April, and Mother's Day, and every Wednesday evening. January, February, March, and April. So we're really excited, and so is the Gulfstream, because they've had many acts, but we're Vegas. We're gonna open up a lot of eyes, and actually the room is absolutely gorgeous.
Didn't you tell me the capacity is like 500? Is that correct? What's the capacity?
500 for dinner, a sit down dinner for 500.
It's a beautiful. I mean, with your brochure, you could see it's truly a beautiful, elegant. Atmosphere, wonderful stage, the seatings, everything looks so comfortable.
Well, your audience can get to see it because we have a website. It's called SinatraTheChamp.com.
Right. SinatraTheChamp.
That's where they can see it. They'll see all the whole menu. We have the executive chef of Gulfstream cooking for us with his staff.
Mm-hmm.
So the food's going to be superior. The service is going to be great.
And this
the show is Vegas.
And this
with all the glitz, the glamour.
Right.
And it's exciting.
The room is called Sport of Kings. Is that correct?
Sport of Kings.
And it's a wonderful, it's very reasonable. I mean, the price is, if I'm not mistaken, does this include transportation for groups? Like groups can come and everyone. But it's like around $50.
We get, for the price, if a group comes, they get the bus, the dinner and the show and the tax and tip.
And that's $54.95. That's amazing.
I know.
Just amazing.
Well,
folks,
you know what? The economy, the way it is, I try to keep everything down. We're going to be doing such big, big business, though. That's fine.
Right. If you just get enough people to participate, then, you know, you deal with the masses, and then the price can be reasonable.
We have over 2,000 reservations as of now.
Wow, you're going to be sold out.
And we haven't even started to, actually, Gulfstream hasn't even posted us yet.
Is it possible it may be extended beyond Mother's Day, you think?
That's a good possibility. That's a very good possibility. Yeah, that's true.
So how long does the show itself run? Is it about 90 minutes, 2 hours?
It's about an hour and 10 minutes.
Okay.
When you're in a casino, you know.
Right, they don't want very long shows.
You know, same thing like in Vegas. You know, I worked in Vegas. The shows were cut and short because they wanted people to go out and go into the casino.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a gorgeous casino at Gulfstream, you know, and the grounds are beautiful. We have the fountains, you know, we have Gulfstream Village right there, all beautiful shops and restaurants. And we're giving a lot of door prizes away at this show.
I see. You've got so much going on here.
We have door prizes. We have great sponsorship. So, you know, Frank Sinatra's favorite restaurant in New York City was a place called Patsy's.
Mm-hmm.
World famous since 1944.
Mm-hmm.
Ironic, that was the year I was born.
Wow.
And they're going to be one of my sponsors in the show.
And you were just there. Didn't you tell me you recently went to New York?
New York, yeah. I had lunch with the owners, Joe and his son Sal. They were so nice to me, and I showed them my promo. They said, thank you for keeping Frank's name alive. That's exactly what Joe said to me, his exact words. Thank you for keeping Frank's name alive.
Well, there's no one else like Frank Sinatra. The show is called Sinatra is the Champ. Did you name the show yourself? Was that your idea?
Well, yeah. I wrote the song, you know, because now, you know, in the year 2008, an actual stamp was issued by the U.S. Post Office.
That's right.
Sinatra's picture.
That's right.
And if you go to our website, you'll actually see it, you know. So.
Okay.
Well,
let me give some numbers out here. So the website is www.sinatrathechamp.com, or you can call 954-274-2687. That's 954-274-2687. And the show is called Sinatra is the Champ, a tribute to the man and his music. It's going to start January. I see your first is January 26th.
It's January 22nd, right. The third Wednesday in January. That'll be an evening show.
I see, the 6 o'clock Wednesday.
Sunday it will be the matinee.
So Sunday matinees.
Already we have 2,000 reservations.
Sunday matinees at 1 and Wednesday evenings at 6 in the beautiful Sport of Kings room. An amazing menu. You have an award-winning chef putting this together, Kevin McCarthy. Kevin McCartney and his staff. And there's also, if they can get this brochure, there's other offers if people want to come back for a second visit. You have all kinds of giveaways and things for them. So,
and Gulfstream being great, they're going to get some great prizes, really.
I think it's exciting. I think you're perfect for it. I wish you such continued success because you're a wonderful performer and you're a really fine person, and I'm so happy to see this all coming together for you.
Oh, thank you so much, Kathy. And you're not too bad yourself.
Thank you, dear. I consider you a dear friend. Thank you so much. And I look forward to seeing your show.
Thank you so much for having me, Kathy.
You're very welcome. Ron Langell, thank you. All right, we're going to be back after these messages. I'm Kathy Rollins. Are you unhappy with your bank? At Paradise Bank, they make banking simple so you can carry out your day-to-day banking both quickly and conveniently. A majority of their products and services have been developed with considerable input from their customers as well as business owners and CFOs. Listening to their customers is an integral part of the Paradise culture and charm. After all, banking is a people business. As a result, their full line of business and personal products are designed to meet your individual needs. A very strong local bank that excels in personal service and puts customers first. They deserve to be named Paradise. Check out any of their three locations, Boca Raton, Fort Lauderdale, or Delray Beach. They have everything from checking accounts, money markets, home equity lines. Paradise Bank named top small business lender in South Florida. No other bank can say that. For additional information, please call them at 561-392-5444. That's 561-392-5444. Or check out their website, paradisebank.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Three words define excellence in entertainment. Standing room only. Those same three words are your ticket to the finest and widest variety of entertainers for your next party or event. Founded and led by the amazing Kathy Rollins, Standing Room Only Productions is a licensed, bonded, and insured full-service entertainment company operating in South Florida since 1982. SRO's lineup of performers is unmatched and ranges from a DJ to an entire orchestra, from an MC to a full ensemble production, and includes specialties such as ventriloquists, magicians, belly dancers. If it's been on stage, SRO has it. They can even produce and direct your show using your group as the talent. Nothing tops a standing room only show. Call Kathy now at 954-791-7555. That's 954-791-7555. Or visit the website at KathySRO.com. That's Kathy with a C, KathySRO.com. Standing Room Only Productions.
Okay, we are back. Well, contributing to the show is a really wonderful and fine gentleman. His name is Doug LaRue, and he tells us everything that's happening south of the Broward border. And welcome to Radio Showtime, Doug LaRue. How are you?
Hey, Kathy.
How are you? Good evening,
well,
dear.
I'm doing fine. A little better than last week. I was
you
under the weather.
You sound much better.
Yeah, so a quick update on what's going on down here south of Broward.
Go ahead.
WFOR-TV put out a very interesting article on their website today, and it was the top theater directors in South Florida, and it covered the Tri-County area, and Joe Adler was number one at Gable Stage, and he certainly deserves the credit. And then on this end, we've been working on a television series down in Deep South Dade County about animals, and it's called The Bad Animal Show.
The Bad Animal Show, okay.
The Bad Animal Show, Kathy. If anybody wants to check it out, we've got a rough version of the pilot is available on YouTube. All they have to do is look up Rodney Irwin. The last name is spelled I-W-R-I-N, and then The Bad Animal Show. And they can see that pilot episode, and we talk about the pythons in Florida. And we also talk about the Tegu lizard.
Okay, so what's your make about the Tegu lizard?
The Tegu lizard is probably the most hideous, carnivorous version of an iguana you can possibly imagine.
Okay.
And we just found out this week that they've been discovered in the Keys by, of all people, a lady that was married to a Florida Fish and Wildlife officer found a very big one in her yard. And they're very dangerous because they don't have natural predators, and they go and clean out bird nests, snake nests, turtle nests, alligator nests. They eat all the eggs, and they can eat an entire nest in one shot. And they do the same thing the next day.
Wow.
And, yeah, very, very bad animal. Also, the episode gets into how to build the traps for them, because there are some modifications for traps. And we have episode two is in the works down here, and we're going to be talking about the Gambian rat, which is a rat that's the size of most people's dogs. the FUFO code, which has been a problem in South Florida for decades. And there's one other thing, and it escapes me what that next one is. But that's pretty much the excitement on this end.
Wow, that's very exciting, I think. So what are they going to make? Like, how many episodes are on? Three, right? And they're trying to get that pilot sold.
Well, we're going for 13 episodes.
Good.
But typically, if you look at some of the stuff that Littens, who's a national distributor for entertainment and educational television, they typically will only do about six episodes of Jack Hanna and about six episodes of Ocean Rescue and about six episodes of Born to Explore each year.
Yeah.
So with 13, I mean, we're either going to have a lot more viewers or we're going to have 2 years' worth of shows in the can if we get it done.
Well, it sounds exciting and different, and I think it might have quite a captive audience there for that.
We think so, particularly people are very interested in it. The biggest thing is my grandkids know what not to pick up in the backyard.
Exactly. That's the way to learn it. You know, see it on TV, not in real life.
Yeah, mommy, daddy, bad animal in the backyard.
Exactly.
We do find them over here.
Great title. Okay, well, thank you so much, Doug. And listen, we'll listen in for next week and see what else you're going to share with us, okay?
I will have more stuff for you by then.
Yeah, good boy. Thank
you,
Doug.
All right, Candy, thanks.
See you next week. Bye. All right, so another contributor to our show is a fine young man by the name of Connor Griffin, and he is, we like to have the young people's voice in our show to see what they're interested in. So welcome back to Radio Showtime, Connor Griffin. Hi, Connor.
How's it going?
Oh, a little louder. I can barely hear you. Get closer to that phone.
Is this better?
That's better. So what's going on? What are you going to share with us?
Well, today I want to talk about having a good time with your family, friends, kids, and just going to the nearest place that you can. It could be even in your own home, and just having a good time.
Well, I know you have a nice a little brother that you just adore. You just adore that little brother, and you're an amazing, wonderful big brother for him. So I know you love being with him, and I think were you going to tell everyone about this trip you took last weekend with your family?
Yeah, I went over to the beach, and again, same thing. I had a great time with my baby brother, and well, he likes to destroy the sandcastles.
Well, you're 13. He's one, and you went to Sarasota.
He's
is that correct?
One and a half.
Was that Siesta Key? Was that where the family went?
Yes, it was.
Good. What are some of the things you did?
Well, really, we just had a fun time at the beach. We swam in the pool, and Anderson had, like, a little baby thing, and he's floating around having the time of his life.
That's great.
And it's just, always remember, even the smallest moment, even just the smidget of a second, where you can see a smile on somebody's face is a better day.
You have such a mature attitude. It's unbelievable. But that's wonderful that you're perceptive enough to know that, because sometimes we don't really always know how good things are, because they certainly could be a lot worse. But it's so good that you appreciate what you have. And I think that's going to be what's going to contribute to you growing up to being a really fine, fine young man.
Yeah. And here's a test for you guys.
Go ahead.
It's two questions.
Go ahead.
A and B answers for each.
All right.
So you see a glass and half of it is water. Is the glass A, half empty, or B, half full? And the next, if half of the clouds are covering the sun, is it partly cloudy, A, or partly sunny, B?
Mm-hmm.
If you said B to both, good for you. If you said A, I'll work on that.
Okay, well, thank you, Connor. I think that's really wonderful perception and wonderful advice, and I think it's important and wonderful to know that there are young people out there like you that have that attitude. Attitude is everything. That's what we learned from the author earlier on. I don't know if you're able to listen to that, but attitude is everything.
Yeah, and just to say about my own kind of known problems with animal biology, yes, I do kind of smidge in the subject.
Okay.
The bullseye snakeheads are invading the waterways. end. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay. Well, maybe you should go on the website that he mentioned. He said on YouTube there's a little. I'll send it to you so then you can see the pilot of that show that they're working, that Bad Animal show.
Yeah, that sounds funny.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Well, this is Connor's Corner, Radio Showtime, and I'll see you next time.
He's like a little old man. Okay, well, thank you, Connor. I want to mention a couple of things coming up. Now, Thanksgiving this year, you know, don't cook. Don't make that big dinner if you don't have to. You know, in Casablanca, the film Casablanca, they say everybody goes to Rick's. Well, in Fort Lauderdale, everybody goes to Nick's. And there's so many wonderful things going on there. Thanksgiving Day, Thursday, November 28th, you don't have to cook the big turkey and all that mess and all that cleanup. You just call 954-791-7555, 954-791-7555. And on Thanksgiving Day, at 1 o'clock, you come to Nick's for an amazing turkey dinner. Now, if you don't eat turkey, they're having other things on the menu, this chicken and fish and so forth. But not only Thanksgiving dinner, but at 3 o'clock right after lunch, there's an amazing show. James Perkowski, in fact, when you hear our promo, who's singing No Business Like Show Business, that's James Perkowski. He's an amazing tenor. And comedian Ben Curlin. So there's Thanksgiving Day dinner with a wonderful show, James Perkowski and Ben Curlin, all for $45 inclusive. And you have a cash bar there if you like to drink, but you have no mess. You have a wonderful Thanksgiving Day dinner. You have a wonderful show, and it's not even dark outside. Everything's over by 4 o'clock. And so remember, everybody goes to Nick's, 954-791-7555. And then in December, Sunday evening at Nick's, December 8th, there is going to be a dinner show, 7 p.m. till 10, the Carlucci Cohen Comedy Wedding, an interactive comedy show. It's great. A lot of music and dancing and interactive going on. So thank you to my guests, all of them. I think it was a wonderful, wonderful show. Thank you so much, and all the best to you. And here is Louis Prima going to tango us out of here, and we'll be back next Tuesday for Radio Showtime with Kathy Rollins. Good night, and have a great week.
It is time to say goodnight to Napoli. Though it's hard for us to whisper Bonacera, with that old moon above the Mediterranean Sea. In the morning, Signorina, we'll go walking where the mountains of the sun come into sight, and by the little jewelry shop we'll stop and linger while I buy a wedding ring for your finger.
And in the meantime, let me tell you that I love you.
Buonasera, Signorina, kiss me goodnight. Buonasera, Signorina, kiss me goodnight. But let do that to the back bone, body bone, but do the back to the bone. Buonasera.
You've been listening to Radio Showtime with producer, director, actress, and talent agent Kathy Rollins. To find out more about Kathy and Standing Room Only Productions, go to KathySRO.com or call 954-791-7555. That's KathySRO.com. The curtain will rise again next Tuesday evening at 7.
The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its host, guests,